Recently on the Wastewaters podcast, you heard Mr. Chris say...
But yeah, the clarification from Niantic Gifford is literally exactly how I've been reviewing trail markers ever since he posted it. That's my Bible. That's exactly what I go with. Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, hunters, eightwallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode 114 of the Wayspotters podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you become a better wayfinder. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people of the Pokemon Professor Network. Today is Thursday, March 21st, and with me, as always, is Jamal. How's it going, buddy?
What's up? How you doing out there?
We're recording on Thursday. It snowed yesterday.
It snowed? Wait a minute. It's March. It's almost April.
Yes. I'm gonna introduce a new segment later on.
All right.
Called Tales from Canada, and we're gonna talk about snow.
Ooh, so I'll save that for later. Love it.
It's gonna be fun here tomorrow.
What's it gonna do tomorrow?
We'll talk about it later.
All right, okay, all right.
A little bit of, I want to save it for the section because it's
foreshadowing.
It's gonna be fun.
I like it.
Yeah. Before we get into this show, we got a little bit of news.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
All right, so this will lead into topic number one, too. So there's a bug in both Pokemon Go and Ingress that is causing wayfarers who are trying to submit more than one wayspot in a session to have to force close and reopen the game. Mm. There were some comments made by an Niantic employee that I think that we need to discuss. So we're going to talk about that and some overall communication issues. If this happens to you, they are asking that you submit a bug report through the game, not just go to the forum, but actually report it through the game. So they can collect enough data to actually accurately diagnose the issue, because it's weird that it's happening in both Ingress and Pogo.
Have you had this happen to you?
One or the other. So the fact that I have not.
I have not either.
I did, I think it was Aquabast asked me, and I did two or three, I think, at the same time in Ingress the other day, and it was fine.
Yeah, I didn't even notice. I haven't had the problem.
Apparently it's been going on for a couple of months, and I have not had it happen to me one time, right. So
I don't I'm lucky. Know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Last week, you asked how people put their socks and shoes on, and we got some interesting discussions about this.
We sure
and
I think did,
we got a voicemail from Sarah Amanda that I want to play.
Hey, Jamal, it's Sarah Amanda here. So when you had this like weird obsession with asking people like sock, shoe, or whatever. Okay. First of all, I had to like decode this message to like, why are you saying four random words and shuffling around the order? And why do you find this so interesting? And then I realized, oh, okay, you're talking about literally like putting on, like, what's the order you put on your socks and your shoes? And then I'm like, oh, he's making this assumption that people like put on their shoes in their house, I guess, because like I obviously do sock, shoe, because my socks are by my bed where my clothes are. And my shoes are like downstairs by the door. And I put them on when I exit the house. So I just wanted to throw that out there into the ether. I think your weird obsession with this is kind of weird. Like if you go out and meet, when you meet someone and this is like the first thing you ask, you're like saying, do you wear your shoes in your house? I'm just saying, that's kind of weird. I mean, people already think I'm pretty weird, but like that would be, that's like a new level. It's fine though. I mean, I'm not going to ask that. That's why. Okay. That's all. Peace. Sorry, Amanda.
Thank you, Sarah Amanda, for that. You played me that, and I was at work when I was listening to it. I got a good chuckle out of that. That was a good one. So perfectly encapsulated how I felt about this, because I don't wear my shoes inside the house, so socks around the house and then shoes when I go out the door.
I've never been a barefoot in the house guy, like since I was a kid. Like I've always worn like slippers or something or shoes. Like I'll just, you know, walk around the house rocking some Jordans or some Forces or something, but I've never been like a barefoot type of person in the house, even socks. My kids are, my wife is, but I haven't.
Interesting.
Yeah. I have sensitive feet.
I love socks. I have a subscription to like a monthly sock thing.
Oh, nice.
That's Hank Green. He's on TikTok. He's a scientist and an author. He has a, you get a special pair of socks every month and it helps support cancer research.
Oh, so nice.
I have tons and tons of weird design socks that I just love socks. But yeah, we're not a shoes inside the house family, and we never have been. So
right.
I think that's where the distinction is.
Yeah,
is if, yeah, do you wear your shoes in
that's
the house?
True. That's a
then that question
point.
Makes sense. And if
you yeah.
don't wear your shoes in the house, that question makes absolutely no sense.
Right. You're kind of like, why would I put a shoe on? Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I went through a period of time where I was big into socks. There was a couple of people who I knew who had the sock subscription. When I was working at the other place and we had to dress a little fancy, I went through some socks. And I'm probably going to get back into it now that I've got to wear, you know, the suit and tie every day and dress shoes. So I'll probably get back into ties and socks. You know, I went through the period of time working in the tech industry where, you know, it's the bros with the vests on, you know. And I had 8 or 9 different vests, yes, you know, yes. and the short sleeve shirts and cargo shorts. And it's like now it's like back to this. So. You know, I watched Survivor. My wife and I have been watching Survivor, trying to binge it. And I see all these people just walking out on the beach and in the woods and, you know, on these islands barefoot. And I'm like, I can't do barefoot. Like, I have really tender bottom of my feet, which is why I wear shoes. I can't do it. Like, even walking,
right,
walking outside to get the paper or whatever, like in my socks or just barefoot, like the bottom of my feet hurt. So I can't do it. So. I'm a shoes guy.
That's fair. Yep. That's fair. All right. I believe
before
you
we get
had
to topic number Claire. One. Yeah, before we get to topic number one, I wanted to say mm-hmm. something from last week. I think you were just going to throw it to me. Yes. Last week, well, I made a joke, and I make a lot of jokes that don't land, but this one didn't land. I made a joke about if I see Niantic Aaron at GoFest, I wanted to grab him by the shoulders and shake him. And I was joking. So a couple of people reached out and were like, yeah, that was a little insensitive. You know, we don't want to attack Niantic employees or people in general. And I'm not. Like, I wouldn't grab any person by the shoulders and shake him. It was a joke. I thought it was funny. I've got kind of a weird sense of humor. I'm not always the most sensitive person when it comes to certain things. I'm just kind of like, I just think things are funny. But that's a whole nother show, a whole nother podcast. But yeah. Anyways, if Niantic Aaron, if you heard that, if you felt personally attacked, my bad, dog. I won't grab you by the shoulders. I'll probably buy you a drink or something to eat or a Coke or a Pepsi or whatever, but I won't grab you by the shoulders and shake you. So just wanted to clear that up.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. It's one of those kind of figure of speech kind of things that...
Yes.
For some people, it just didn't land right. So
yep, exactly.
We wanted to make sure that clarification got out there. Especially, so let's jump into topic number one.
Topic number one.
So on the note of kind of communication and things that Niantic say, I think it's incumbent on us to hold Niantic accountable when things happen that are within their control that don't go well. Like if it's outside of their control, then, you know, it is what it is, right? But we talked about Niantic Aaron and their trail marker comment last week. And this week, I have a couple of bones to pick, respectfully, of course. Because I think Niantic has gone on this run of trying to get as much done in the shortest time possible. And I think the quality is starting to suffer a little bit. And there's a lot of, I don't know who at Niantic is doing this stuff, but they're skimming over things and they're not really reading. And I wanted to kind of draw attention to it. So first is the nomination crash bug that we talked about in the news. I'm going to omit the names from all of this because I don't think it's necessarily important who said it, because they're all representatives of Niantic, right? So I don't want people saying, oh, you're bashing this person or you're getting on that. That's not what this is about. This is kind of just highlighting the things that Niantic is saying that we don't necessarily agree with, right? Pogo Crashbook, somebody posted on the forums and was like, hey, this is happening to me every time I'm trying to nominate two or three or whatever. It's my game. I have to force close my game. So the Handic employee said, we would suggest to check the network is strong and stable. Your game account is updated to the latest version. Also, to ensure you are not operating too many applications in the background. If the issue persists, please reach out through in-app support with a screen recording so that a concerned team can assist you accordingly. And this is a very typical, have you tried to turn it off and back on again, right, response from a tech team, right? And Testone had, I think, the best reply out of all of them. This is a great example of how little Niantic's teams communicate. This is a reported bug that Tib acknowledged on Twitter, and the ambos raised to Tintino with screen recording videos clearly showing it. It's also dead simple to reproduce yourself. Please take a moment to familiarize yourself with the issue before making comments like this that further erode trust in Niantic. And I think that is kind of the whole point of today's show, is when stuff like this happens, it absolutely erodes the trust in Niantic, and it absolutely disenfranchises people from wanting to do Wayfair, right?
There's nothing wrong with a corporate entity saying, we made a mistake, something broken, we'll fix it. It doesn't always have to be this canned corporate response of, well, are you sure you did everything right? Are you sure you don't have too much open in the background? How many tabs you have open? How many apps you have open? Is your network secure? Are you on Wi-Fi trainer? It's okay to say, you know what? Something's broken. I'm going to fix it. Not, are you doing everything right on your side? That's the thing that kind of gets me, is that when they know it's an issue and they give a canned response like they don't know about it, that bothers me.
Yeah. And I think this is an issue with not just kind of the Wayfarer team, but like the Pogo team and the Ingress team. And it's, if you go to the known issues page, they don't update it nearly as often as they should. Right?
Right.
Like, even I would be perfectly okay if maybe not perfectly okay, if they had like an internal known issues page and then a public known issues page.
Right.
Right? Like, we know about these issues, but we don't want to necessarily talk about it publicly because it's not game breaking. It's not whatever. Right. It's just something that we've noticed, that's something wrong internally. So we're going to, you know, you don't need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that should be on a known issues page, where if someone working for Niantic goes to the forums and sees someone say, hey, I've had this bug, because it was in the bug reporting thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I found this thing. They could go, okay, I see this issue you have. Now I'm going to go over here to the known, and you worked in the tech sector, so this is kind of like your laneway, right?
For sure.
Yeah. I'm going to go over here to my known issues page. Is it there? Yes, it's there.
Right.
Now I'm going to go back over here and be like, we know, we're working on it. Thank you for your contribution to our, you know, and maybe you have some questions, like, what phone are you working on? What did you have open in the back? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Like, questions.
And it's not hard to write a script to go and find keywords that will find it on one page and another page and synthesize it together. It's not hard. Like, a junior coder could write something up in 8 seconds that would let you know that there's three different places you can post it, and it's on all three, and we need to collate it into one. But the thing that you said there, Chris, that really struck a chord with me is it goes back to communication. It goes back to acknowledging that there can be a problem. And here's the point I want to make. I believe, and I don't know for sure, but what I see with my own two eyes is Niantic silos themselves on purpose. When something happens in Pogo, usually something similar is going to happen in Ingress and another game, but they give off the appearance to us that it's, oh, you need to talk to the Pokemon Go team about that. You need to talk to the Wayfair team about that. You need to talk to the Ingress team about that. When largely it might be a Niantic issue over their whole system versus just one game. Now, there might be something specific to one mechanic in one game, but I don't like it when big companies completely silo themselves. And it's almost like that analysis paralysis issue. It's like, nope, you know, That's a known issue to Ingress. Go talk to the Ingress team. Don't talk to us. Yes, but it affects the way that this happens in this game. So can you and that person like get in a room and sit down for 5 minutes and talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that it's one of the biggest problems with Niantic is they absolutely silo themselves. It's like the Pogo team is the Pogo team and they don't talk to the Ingress team. Right.
Right.
And it's the Ingress team is the Ingress team. They don't talk to the Monster Hunter team or they don't talk to the Pikmin Bloom team and nobody talks to the Peridot team. You know what I mean? It's right. Like,
they're like, wait, Peridot's still here? What?
Peridot. Yeah, exactly. But it's frustrating when it happens. It's something that affects Wayfarer because Wayfarer is one of those things that affects all of those games. It's got its fingers in every single one of Niantic's games.
Sure does.
In one way or another. So when Wayfarer starts to break down, now you're affecting the playability of everything, right?
Right.
So
and make it bigger than that, expand the universe. Remember, there's other game studios that are using the Lightship map now. Like right. Our friends at A-Realm.
Yep.
And you know, there's other games that are using the Lightship map. So Lightship doesn't necessarily equal Wayfarer 1-to-1, but it's pretty close. Right? It's pretty close.
Yes.
I would say, God, I don't even know if I should say this number. 90% of the POIs on the Lightship map probably come from Wayfarer. There's some things that they've added on Foursquare, things like that. But do you think that number's fair? 90% of the things on the Lightship map
come
from Wayfarer?
It's probably higher than that, but yeah, around there.
Yeah, it's probably a safe number. So it really does affect everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's frustrating. So second example, and this one is my example personally, and it frustrates me to no end. So I've mentioned this park on the show, I think twice now. This is the third time I'm going to bring it up. Cecil B. Found Parkette. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned, so I'll put in a title edit to change it from Cecil B. Park, because that's the waste spot is called Cecil B. Park. And I was like, okay, it's actually a Parkette, so I want to change the title to Parkette. Mm-hmm. Emily rejected it. This was, I think, part of her kind of shooting down everything, looking for John Connor wave.
Yep.
I was like, cool, whatever.
Yep.
It's fair. I haven't had a chance to go up there, so I'm going to try to go on the forums. Because they have a section, title edit appeals. So I go in there and I go into the title edit and descriptions appeals and I post an appeal. Follow the form.
Because right.
It says post it in this format. So I post it in that format. And so for context, for the YouTube viewers, you're going to be able to watch this. The photo of the waste spot is a photo of the sign saying Cecil B. Found Parkette. Like the sign literally says Parkette.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Cecil B. Found Parkette on Google Maps.
Right.
It's called Cecil B. Found Parkette on the website.
I see where you're going
Google
with this.
Street View. You Google Street View. Let's pull up Street View. We'll grab the little yellow man. We'll drag him to the thing. And you can, oh, this happened to me last time too. There it is. Cecil B. Found Parkette. That's, don't know how you could get any clearer than that.
Right.
And that's essentially the sign that's in the waste spot photo too.
Right.
Right.
Three independent sources all say Parkette.
Right. So I don't understand how Emily rejected it, but whatever. So I went to the forums and I posted it. And an Niantic employee reviewed my appeal and replied with, thanks for the appeal. Based on the evidence provided, we've made necessary changes to the waste spot's location.
What?
You did what? You did what now? So I'm like, oh no, where did you move it? So I went and they moved it like 2 feet.
Okay.
And like, to be fair to Niantic, the pin was like a couple of feet to the right of the sign.
Okay.
Like it wasn't ideal.
It wasn't like directly on the sign.
Right. And now it's directly on the sign. And
okay. No harm, no foul.
not what I was getting at. Not at all what I wanted. And like, it's, so I replied, I wasn't trying to get the location changed. I was attempting to change the title of the way spot from Cecil B. Park to Cecil B. Found Parkette. And that was the 19th, so 2 days ago, and they still haven't replied to me from there.
So, Chris, you take your car in for an oil change. They say it's going to cost $60. You're like, great. You come back to pick your car up. We put in a new transmission. That's going to be $4,000. You're like, what? I brought it in for an oil change. Oh, yeah. We just decided to put in a new transmission for you. You're like, thank you, but that's not why I brought it in.
Yeah, it's not what I was going for, right? And it's even in like the, if I had accidentally posted it in the this is in the wrong spot.
Right. Yes.
Channel.
Yeah, you
get, I get it. But yeah. And this is the thing, like it's just very clear that they weren't really paying attention when they saw that report.
Right.
They just kind of looked at it and went, oh, that's not on the sign. I'm going to move over to that sign. Hey, congratulations. It's like, yep. But I need you to read. You know what I mean?
So, read and comprehend. Please read and comprehend.
I'm gonna give that another week. And if they don't fix it on the forums, I'll just drive out there and put another title at it and see what happens.
Now, see, that's the part that frustrates me. You have to now use petrol. Wait, in Canada, do you guys refer to it as gas or petrol? Gas?
Gas.
Gas. Okay, that's somewhere else, petrol. You got to burn gas. You got to burn quarter tank of gas. Your time it takes away from your wife and kids to go back out to get a nomination, to get in range, to do that when it should have been done differently the first time. And that's my frustration sometimes with Wayfair is, you know, I'm not one of these, I'm doing it for free because I'm doing it because I get enjoyment out of the ends justifies the means for me in a lot of respects. But sometimes it's like, now I have to put like work into it. Now I've got to drive across town for something that I shouldn't have to drive across town for. I think that's where people get disillusioned. And that's where I get a little irritated. I was like, oh, you know, everybody always gives me a hard time on, Jamal, why don't you remove things from the game? Why don't you do this? And why don't you do that? And I'm like, because it's not fun. You know, just from being real, it's not fun. That's not why I do this, is to go and remove things. It might be in the wrong spot. Okay, if I'm there, but I'm not going to make a special trip to go do that. Now you have to go make a special trip to do something that should have been done 3 days ago.
Yep. Yeah. And I think I'll end up dragging the kids with me because it's a park and it's got a playground. And sometimes I'll do this with the kids and they think that going to a playground they've never been to before is the greatest thing ever. So yeah. I kind of killed two birds with one stone. They're like, oh, new playground. I'm like, yes, go play. I have things to nominate.
That's right. Just don't stand there.
I'll just bring them in my shop if I have to.
That's awesome.
Not going to lie. I'm hoping mentioning it on the podcast gets it fixed because that's happened before.
Yes. It's like, Parkette.
I have a small ulterior motive for this
right, show exactly.
for a couple of things. All right. Item number two. This right. is, I tried to move this pin. So this is a massive, Credit View Park is huge. It's in Toronto. It's got like 15 or 20 soccer fields in it. A lot of the field lacrosse that happens in Ontario happens here just because there's so many fields, right? Soccer tournaments and field lacrosse tournaments and stuff like that. There, one of the way spots in that park is a field house. And if you're looking on YouTube, you can see the field house. It's a pretty big field house. It's got a little bit of a restaurant in there, like a snack bar. I wouldn't call it a restaurant. It's a snack bar. The bathrooms are in there. The change rooms are in there. So it exists, but the pin is, I'd say, a good 15 feet off of the actual building, right? So, and funny enough, there's right where the pin is, they've installed a sign. Like, you can even see it in the photo. I can't pull a bigger photo up, but the photo of the field house has the board where the map is. So that's where the pin is where that board is. But now that board is a map. So I tried to nominate the map and it got rejected for generic business, which is a whole other show, whatever. Right. So I've currently appealed. I have that in appeal.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move the Fieldhouse pin off of the map and put it
on the Fieldhouse.
On the building.
Right.
On the Fieldhouse. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I didn't move it from the cell that it's in. It's still in the same cell. I put it right in the middle of the main entryway into the Fieldhouse, so that it's out of the way of the map.
And right.
If the map gets approved on my appeal, then the map could show up. And they rejected it. And they were like, no, it's fine. I'm like, it's like 15 feet. I could lay down. You could lay down two of me in between the pin and the built house. It's like,
now,
you'd even admit that this is way too many meters.
I was like, just going to say that. That's more than what's a few meters between friends. Here's my guess. Looking at the photo on YouTube in the upper right-hand corner, the person probably did the nomination and took the picture from there, and they didn't move the pin in their nomination. Yep. That's probably what happened. Yep. It was probably nothing nefarious. That's where they were standing when they took the picture, and so that's where the pin went for the 100%. Nomination. So that's probably what happened. But
100%.
That's why you have good wayfinders that go back in and clean it up.
Right. And I think what happened here is whoever did this review for the move looked at the picture, saw the sign, and was like, oh, the pin's on the sign. It's fine.
Right.
But like, that's, you're not nominating the sign. You're nominating the Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just, it frustrated me that.
I think frustration is like, it's fine. Frustration is your theme this week.
It is absolutely the theme this week.
Looking over the notes, I'm like, oh, it's going to get even more frustrating.
I might have to just go and it's 15 feet. Like, it's not an insignificant distance between the corner of the Fieldhouse and where that pin is.
Right, for sure.
And it's just, and I bet you, I can almost guarantee you that if I went in and I tried to move that pin with an actual edit from where it is onto the building, it'll get approved.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
And the community will agree with me.
And they would probably even move it even a couple more meters to the left and put it in that other cell.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
you could, the ideal spot for that pin is probably right in the middle of the Fieldhouse where that little clock tower is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But that's in a cell that's already got something in it, right? So I didn't want to. So my son's got field lacrosse again this year.
Okay.
You'll have a chance to
go up there and do that. So
I will eventually be back in this park, and I will move that when I get the chance.
So then we'll have some more content for another show, and we'll see what happens then.
We'll have more content for another show. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Moving on. Cause I have more examples of this.
I see. What's
and my three? Final example is going to get you right fired up.
All right, let's go.
This one is from Agent X, and I've actually reported this several times and never had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But Agent X had a problem reporting this. So there's a churchway spot. It's called Fruitland United Methodist Church. And the actual pin is like on the curb by the road.
Okay.
Right? And it looks like somebody's trying to move it five times to over by the church building.
Oh yeah, I see that.
So Agent X was like, there's multiple moves here. Mm-hmm. Someone's just impatient, or there's five people out there just trying to do the same move.
Right.
Like, this, you're never going to get a consensus on this.
No. Ever.
Never. Right. So this is what's happening is now people are just picking whichever one of the five that they like, and the system's never getting enough votes on one of them to move it forward. So now they're just like, oh, well, it's stuck. I'm going to do another edit. Now I'm going to do another edit. Now I'm going to do another edit.
Mm-hmm.
So he reported this, and they said, thank you for reaching out. I see you're trying to report an in-game location. Since this inbox is reserved for reporting Wayfarer abuse, please reach out to our dedicated team using the following link, and they'll assist you accordingly. It's like, okay, fair.
Right.
But like, This is a very, very simple solution.
There right? is. Well, there's them, there's
review it.
Yes. There's also the Jamal solution, which nobody likes. And the Jamal solution is, I'm going to put a note in there that says, move it here. And this right. is why. Yeah. Anyway, I could go on that.
Yeah.
But continue. But yes.
That's abuse. But the solution here is really, it's very simple. Like yeah. you've taken the time to reply to this. So rather than forcing the user to report it differently,
click another link, go FYI, somewhere else. Just do it.
Next time you see this, please report it through here.
Yes.
This time, one time, out of courtesy, I've picked the very, very top pin. And or I've whatever I've
yeah which whichever deleted one
the
it
other
is.
Four edits pick this one it's moved
just
or I've canceled there. All five of the move edits you're in there anyway just resolve it
right
like I've reported something like this six or seven times and every single time they've come back with thank you for letting us know we've addressed it we've removed the edits and we've put the pin in the appropriate location.
Right.
Like, I don't need to know which one you picked.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to know what you did to the 17 people who are trying to move this gazebo into your living room. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, just move it.
But like,
just do something.
You're in there. Fix it anyway.
Right.
It's like my kids, when they go into the fridge and they open up and they're like, the milk's empty. Be like, cool. Don't put it back. Right. Replace the milk bag.
Yes.
Right. And I already know my American friends are out there going, bag? You have milk in bags?
Yeah. Again, that's so, a whole other show.
A whole other show.
Yeah. I went to get the ketchup. I saw the milk was empty. And I just didn't. Yeah. You're in there. Take care of it. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you and I have a different work ethic. And you and I have a different way that we like to train our people. When we're at work and it's like, if you see something, do something and just go back mm-hmm. to work. Like, oh yeah, I was in there, you know, doing this. And I noticed that, you know, the door was broken. Oh, did you do something about it? Nah, it's all good. I just kept moving. You know, it's like, oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyhow. Oh, perfect example. We had a guy on our health and safety team at work notice something that was unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it. Go on break, write a report, like a health and safety report.
Okay.
And then bring it to the supervisor and give him the report and be like, you need to fix this. So like the two of them walked there together and it was something that needed to be picked up and moved out of the way of the fire exit. So the supervisor walked over and picked it up and moved it and just stared at him the entire time and was like, was this necessary? So I was talking to him after and I'm like, I go, technically, you can write him up for that.
Right.
Because safety is everyone's responsibility.
Absolutely.
And it was fixable and he left it. Right. So I had this chat with him and I'm like, I go, you realize that we could give you a letter for this? And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, because you didn't fix it. He's like, oh, I wanted to prove a point. And I'm like, do you want me to prove a point? Yeah. Or do you want to fix it and let me know that you fixed it?
Yeah. It's like, oh, are we into right. proving points now? Is that what we're doing? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, I go, what you should have done was fixed it and then let me know that you fixed it so that I can right. keep an eye on it and make sure it doesn't happen again. Not try and prove the point because you're also a union rep and you're trying to stick it to the company.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, boy. Oh, I see your point. I'm like, so next time you're going to fix it and let me know, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, you're going to give me a letter? And I'm like, no, we're going to have a conversation. We had a conversation. You understand yep. my point. We're moving on.
Yep.
Right?
Like, oh, man.
You're in there. Fix it. Anyway.
Gotta love it.
Okay. We got one more.
Gotta love
got
it.
Got one more. This one's gonna get you right fired up because I posted on this one too, and I don't think that this one's gonna go Niantic's way either.
Okay, let's go.
This is I lost it. Oh no, here it is. Here it is. So for our YouTube viewers, I've pulled up my comment on the screen. Wayfair user Dog posted that they upgraded 4 Wayspot nominations. That they nominated on the 12th, 13th, and 14th of March. So they had 4 upgrades that they've worked to get, done their reviews, reached their agreements, 400 agreements, right? So that's like 450, 500 reviews.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a long time. It's a lot of work. Three of them were pulled into Niantic voting.
Okay.
Long story short, they put a post up there saying, hey, surely this is a bug. Surely you did not intend to pull my upgraded nominations
into
Niantic voting, because that renders my upgrade completely useless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've wasted it.
Yep.
Right? So, Niantic replied, I looked into our systems and they are working as intended. While I understand that this may be an inconvenience, this is how the system is designed. And talk about kicking over a hornet's nest. Oh, God. Right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I think so here's my take, right? And I don't want to read my entire response because it's like three paragraphs long. I believe that statement is factually true, that this system is working as they intended. There is no bug. This is what the system is designed to do.
But Chris, right? That is one of the most disrespectful. That's one of the most disrespectful ways to answer a question. I looked into it and our systems are working as intended. Do you know how deep that cuts a person when someone says that? Sorry. You're right. I'm going to get fired up. Continue, please. I'll go ahead.
I don't think, to your point, I don't think that's how it should work, right? So I think the problem there is that they missed when they responded, right? They kind of read the statement and were like, oh, you think this is a bug. I'm letting you know that it's not.
Right.
Rest assured, it's not a bug, right? But I think that they missed the part about earning the upgrade.
Correct.
Using the upgrade and now wasting the upgrade, right?
The question they should have answered would be, is it correct for your system to pull something that's in upgrade status into Niantic voting? That's the question. And if that's in working as intended, that's false. I believe that to be false. You shouldn't pull something into Niantic voting that's upgraded.
Absolutely. Yep. So maybe I will read my entire thing, right? Because I'm just going to read it.
Yeah,
While I understand that this is how the system is designed and functioning as intended, the design of this aspect of the system lends itself to users becoming more disenfranchised with the Wayfarer system as a whole. Many people do reviews in part, some in whole, because there are people out there who only do reviews to get upgrades, right? That's a thing. To earn upgrades that they then use to expedite their nominations in an attempt to have them resolve faster than the typical months-long waiting period that seems to plague some areas. I am willing to accept that there are times when you, as a team, feel the need to pull nominations regardless of their upgraded status for whatever reason. That's fine, and I think a necessary function designed to help maintain the integrity of the system. Don't at me yet. I'm getting there. I do feel that if this is the case, then the upgrade used on that nomination should be automatically refunded back to the user who made the nomination, so then they can use it on another one of their nominations. Because an upgrade is specifically designed to help fast track, and I used quotes to say fast track, a nomination by putting the nomination into the reviews of others quicker and by getting that nomination into the reviews of more reviewers than it would normally get. By pulling that nomination into Niantic voting, your system is rendering that upgrade useless as it's not being used in the aforementioned ways. I believe the system is functioning as intended. However, I hope you can take this comment and the comments of others back to the team to reevaluate how upgrades play into this mechanic and how a lot of the Wayfarer community regards potentially losing upgrades in this manner. So,
bravo.
I think...
Bravo. That is well said. Well said. Well, you can tell you're a writer, dude. That's
yes, my point. Yeah. Yeah.
That was good. That was so because good.
If they were to say, okay, if you upgrade a nomination, we'll never pull it into Niantic voting, that could be abused.
People would go, this is a obviously bypass. I'm cheating. I'm just going to upgrade it. That way they won't ever see it.
Yep. Right. Exactly, right? And then you can, you know, guarantee that your people will vote on it, right? So I understand the need to sometimes pull stuff that's upgraded, right?
But that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a mechanic in there to refund your upgrade.
Yeah. Because, exactly, because yeah. There are people, like you among them, who mm-hmm. who use your upgrades as soon as you need them, because you need mm-hmm. to.
Yeah.
So
if I don't want to wait 4 to 6 months, I need to use the upgrade.
Right, exactly. And like if you're doing all that work and you're spending all that time doing your reviews and getting your agreements, and now all of a sudden you use an upgrade, like think if someone was brand new.
Right.
Like, oh, my buddy told me to do Wayfair. I've nominated this thing that I think should be a way spot near where I live. He says, oh, sometimes it takes a while, but if you do reviews, you can get an upgrade. You'll get an answer faster. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to do all of my upgrades. And now I'm going to upgrade my one and only nomination. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to pull it.
And then get pulled in Niantic voting.
Why am I bothering? Right. So now I'm completely disenfranchised and now yep. I don't want to do Wayfair anymore. So now you're.
It's 100 agreement points gone.
You have. Yeah, absolutely. And you've got. Like Doug said that he's reviewed 64,000 nominations. He has 817 accepted way spots. So he's not exactly new to this. So they're not right. exactly new to this, right? Mm-hmm. So it's.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't right. matter if you're day one or day 1,000. It matters is, here's the thing. Currently, the way Wayfair is structured, upgrades are the only way we can accumulate any wealth, in quotes, right?
Yep.
You win a raid in Pokemon Go, you get Stardust, you get Rare Candy, allegedly, Rare Candy XL. But in Wayfair, the only thing you can earn that's a positive to the reviewer is an upgrade. So that's our only currency, right? That's the only thing that we can earn. In Ingress, you can earn, you know, resonators and all these other things, but in this game all we can earn is the upgrade. So that's the only thing that we have that's a positive that we can use. It's like our lucky egg or whatever you want to say. So when that's mm-hmm. rendered useless, when it's neutered in essence, that hurts, right? That's the only thing that we can do. Yeah. For most people, I won't say most people, but for a lot of people, that's the reason why you do it. Some people are completely altruistic and they just like to review and they do this. Me, I need the upgrades. I'm trying to build out the game board in my area. And the only way I can effectively do that is with upgrades because it takes 6 months in Charlotte. And if you're going to tell me that I'm going to do all that time to get an upgrade and then you're going to pull it into voting and my upgrade is gone, I'm going to be ticked the heck off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating for a lot of people. So I really hope that, because there's a few people responded to this that were like, you think you missed the mark on this one. Some of them were not very nice.
No.
Right? As forums kind of get. it wasn't Reddit bad, but it was, some of them weren't too nice. So I wanted to kind of hop on there and
yeah,
as eloquently as I could.
No, that was very eloquent. The point across. That was done very well.
Then I get the point across that I think everyone was thinking that it's yep. just, we don't, some people care. Some people were just like, if I upgrade it, you should just hands off. But I think that's not the right route to go.
Because that could lead to some abuse.
I think refunding the upgrade.
Yeah. Refunding yes. the upgrade. Yep.
Yeah. And we know that they can do that, right? Yes, so.
We now know they can do a lot of things. They've given us upgrades
for other things, so we know that mechanic exists.
We know Niantic yeah. can do yeah. a lot of things now that we didn't know in the last week, so.
yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, that's.
Oh boy, yeah.
Okay. No comment.
No comment.
All right. So.
I'm excited for this good. Next thing. I'm excited for this next
got
thing.
Got my point across. I am now going to introduce a segment called Tales from Canada, and I don't have a jingle yet. I'm going to work on a jingle
okay.
before my next show. Maybe I'll get my kids involved.
Yeah.
Get them to do a little bit of me.
Yeah.
But this week's episode of Tales from Canada is called Spring. What's that? I don't know what that is. Because tomorrow, you want to pull this up for me? tomorrow, Friday, March 22nd, we're getting 12 centimeters of snow.
Oh, yikes.
For my American friends, that's almost 5 inches. We are scheduled to get 5 inches of snow.
I thought you guys were done with winter. I thought it was into spring now. We've already changed the clocks.
I think it is snowed the first day of spring here in the last 3 years. So I went back and I was like, okay, I found a website. When is the latest that it snowed the last few years, right? Mm-hmm. So last year was March 27th. 2022 was March 27th. 2021 was March 1st. 2020, are you ready for this? I don't think you're ready for this.
I'm not ready for this.
The last day that we got snow in 2020 was April 22nd.
What? April 22nd? Wow.
April 22nd.
Wow, that's crazy.
2016, I think. 2015, 2016. It snowed on my wife's birthday at the beginning of May.
Oh, wow.
So, here in my neck of the woods, we don't really have spring. We just have fake spring. Because it was gorgeous here last week. Mm-hmm. And we have like a week or two of fake spring.
Right.
We have second winter. And then we have summer. It's very little in between.
Do you go out and enjoy the fake spring? Do you get your money's worth of that? Okay, good.
I do. We definitely hit the park like every single day, and we make jokes about how long it's gonna last, and then we wake up one morning and there's snow on the ground, and like, oh, fake spring is over.
It was good while it lasted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny because my father-in-law was supposed to come up for Christmas, and then he got sick, and then some stuff happened, and then he didn't come up. So now he's up for Christmas, right?
Right.
So he kept joking with my wife. He's like, "Well, since this is my Christmas visit, is there going to be snow?" My wife's like, "No, it's March. There's not going to be snow."
And he's going to have a white yesterday Christmas.
And last night, and he arrived today. To snow on the ground.
He's like, "It's a white Christmas." That's hilarious.
Like, that's so good. I said to my wife, "This is your fault."
Yes, that's so good. So, you guys have to add something to your family pool where you guess the first snowfall. You'll have to add that to the last snowfall.
You know what's funny is we were driving around yesterday in the snow, and I said that exact thing to my wife. I go, next year we should do a first snow and a last snow.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, no, that's a good idea. So next year we're going to do that.
And your son will win it.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
I like the new segment. Right, on that note, I love it.
Yes. You do all your little fun stories and all that on your shows, and I think I needed something on myself.
Yeah,
so we're going to do Tales from Canada for a little bit, and then eventually I'll get bored and we'll come up with something else.
Is that a Pokemon Go straw? All
right, let's run to break. It is. It is, actually.
Look at that. Nice.
This used to be a whole Pokemon Go cup, but I was rushing to work one day and I set it on my van so I could throw my laptop in, and then I forgot and I drove away and it smashed the cup. But the lid, I saved the lid and the straw. So.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
All right, on that note, let's run to break. We'll play some dad jokes and then we'll come back with Waste Spot of the Week and Call of the Week.
This is Wood Woes, Self Scientist. You're listening to the Waste Spotters Podcast.
This is David from As the Pokeball Turns, and you're listening to the Waste Spotters Podcast.
This is Tish from the middle of nowhere in Alabama, and you are listening to the Waste Spotters Podcast.
Are you serious? This again? It's season 3.
Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella? Faux drizzle. What invention allows us to see through walls? Windows! Did you hear about the surgeon who enjoyed performing quick surgeries on insects? Yeah, I heard he did one on the fly. A friend of mine didn't pay his exorcist, and guess what happened? He got repossessed. Why is grass so dangerous? Because it's full of blades. Why shouldn't you enter into a contract with Wolverine? Because of his retractable claws. The air at the gas station used to be free. Now it's $1.50. You know why? Inflation.
And welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the dad jokes this week. We're going to jump straight into Wayspot of the Week.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Wayspotters podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Wayspot of the Week.
The Wayspot of the Week this week is a photo edit that I did that I am incredibly proud of because I think I centered this flawlessly.
And oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
I hope
it's...
I got Sarah Manna's approval on this one.
Yeah.
So it is a playground at the park that I can see from my house. The photo was like it's wintery, snowy, and it was the old playground. So it was like it was an out-of-date picture. There was snow on the ground. It was kind of blurry. It was a terrible picture. So I'm like, I was there making a route. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to take a new picture. And I took Sarah Manna's advice in my head about centering it, and I took the picture, and it is it's a playground. It's got a slide, there's a couple of climbing things, and you can see the soccer fields in the background and a park bench. But I think what I love most about this photo, and you're gonna have to come to the YouTube if you're listening on audio, it's almost centered perfectly, and
it
I
is.
Kind of almost did it by accident. Right?
It really is.
So
the amount of space on the left side from the slide to the blue ring and on the right side from the bar to the blue ring, it's like you placed it perfectly in there. Like it's the same amount of space on the right and left side. Like that is, it's great. Yeah. I love that. That's really good.
Yeah. I wanted to show off my work. So
I love it.
This week's way fun. It's funny because when I was there the other day after the photo got approved. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go thumb it. And I went in to thumb the photo, and the old photo was still the photo of the photo disc, but it wasn't in the list of photos. It's gone.
Oh, interesting.
So I think what happened was when the photo edit, because I took a second photo, kind of inspired by how Agent X does some of his. Mm-hmm. It was up the slide.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I liked this one better just because of how it was centered. So this is the photo disc photo now. But it was gone. Like I was like, this is weird. Like it's still the photo disc photo, but it's not in the list of photos. So I think what happened was because there was two photo edits, it showed the three photos, and enough people clicked on the wintry, blurry one
to pull it out.
It's not acceptable that it got rejected. They got pulled out, yeah. So
that makes sense.
Keep that in mind when you're doing your photo edits. If you see something that's egregious, you can get it out, and it'll get pulled off the way spot, regardless of whether or not it's there or not.
Yeah. I like that. So, very nice. Very nice.
Way spot of the week. Let's go on to coal of the week.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
All right, coal of the week this week.
You take this one.
Yeah, coal of the week this week. This is mine. I recognize this one. All right, so for everybody listening to this right now, this is also a description edit. So we're heavy on the edits today. And what you're looking at, it's not a terrible picture. It's not the best picture, but the picture is not in question here. I'll just kind of describe it. It's a plaque. It's got the space shuttle on it and some names. It's a plaque to the Challenger Discovery Challenger space shuttle and the teachers and everybody. Anyways, that's not the subject of this, but just to give you some context, it's on the ground. It's got the space shuttle on the left, the name of the astronauts, and it's kind of encased in cement or concrete. The location of where it is it's on a road, South Bainey Road, and there's some woods to the north, to the above it, and then there's kind of some residential area below it. Now, here's what makes this coal of the week. in the description, it gives you, it says, choose the most relevant description for this waste spot. The first description edit says, this garden is actually on school grounds between the teacher parking lot and the student pickup. Please delete this stop. Number two says, this garden is actually on school grounds between teacher and parking and student pickup. Please delete this stop. And number three is none of the above. Now, okay. I need to do a show on this because I think my position on this has been taken out of context a little bit. Maybe it hasn't. Maybe it has. This is what you would call Wayfarer abuse. Instructing the reviewer on what to do in the edit is not allowed. It's just not allowed. I agree with that. Now, whether it should be allowed is a whole nother story, but as current rules, it's not allowed. So that's why this is Call of the Week. Now, if you truly feel that this POI is on the grounds of a K-12, there's like 15 different ways to do that other than this. This is like somebody doing a location edit or a description edit or a title edit and go, oh, this, make this the gym, please. I've seen those.
But that's why
this is Call of the Week. So this is an inappropriate use of the Wayfarer system. This is not how you get things done. So appropriately, Call of the Week. What do you got for this?
Yeah, and it's hilarious too, because that's not even how this works. Like, even if it's attempting to influence the reviewer into doing something they can't do.
Right, like, exactly. And when you look at the map, it's clearly on the opposite side of the street from the school. I can see the parking lot.
I was just going to say that.
It's like, it looks like it's appropriately placed for looking at where the pin is and looking at the things around the picture. It looks to me like it's appropriately placed. The parking lot's across the road. So there's a whole lot going on with this. Go to the YouTube. There's just a lot going on here.
It looks like this was originally location abuse. So they put the pin on the other side of the road so that it wouldn't get rejected for being on school property,
right?
Because that's where it physically is. You know what I mean?
Yep, so. Exactly. Yep.
Terrible. All right.
Terrible.
Call of the Week number two comes from Wayfarer Ambassador Elf from Space in our Wayfarer discussion Discord, or no, in not in our Discord, in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord. And it is the picture is a logo for a restaurant. It's Cecil's. It's an interesting little logo. Mm-hmm. And the Wayspot title is Cecil's Restaurant. Pause. Wait for it. Parking. They didn't nominate the restaurant. They nominated the parking lot. Like, no.
That's not how this works.
You literally turn 90 degrees, take a picture of the restaurant, emit the word parking. Congratulations, you've got a new waste spot.
Oh, man. Sounds like you need to do a whole nother episode on restaurants, because people are not, they're getting desperate and they're nominating the parking lot. Oh my goodness.
People don't get it. And like the supporting photo is just a little bit further back, but like there's a completely, it looks like an abandoned building on the left that almost looks fake.
No, it does, doesn't it?
And it's just like it's a logo in a parking lot. That's not how this works. Just nominate the restaurant, because if you look at the
map, it's not in there.
It's not there. The restaurant doesn't exist as a waste spot. Like, come on. You literally had, in my opinion, a slam dunk. Right. And you missed it.
Oh, man.
You were close. You were so close.
Oh, good stuff. Good Cold stuff. Week.
All right. You got anything else before we
sign off? I've got nothing.
All right. Sweet. We're going to be at just about an hour, which people like, so... thank you for joining us on this episode of Wayspotters. We really appreciate it. Huge thank you to our executive producer, Kate the Kongs, and to all of our patrons. We could not do this without you. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed this episode of Wastepotters, there are a few ways you can show us. Follow us on all of our socials. We're on Twitter at Wastepotters, and also on Instagram at Wastepotters Podcast, and on TikTok at I Make Wastebots. We are incredibly responsive and love interacting with our followers. Let us know what you thought about today's episode. You can also visit our website, www.wastepotters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website or email us, wastepotters@pokemonprofessor.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe, and click the bell to be notified whenever we post a new video. For those of you who still need to check us out, please do so. We post shorts for the dad jokes, waste spot of the week, coal of the week, and more. We are at youtube.com/@wastepotterspodcast. You can also leave us a voicemail on our hotline, 704-426-3710, or tweet us a voice message. You never know, your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show. Finally, if you're not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join for as little as $1 US a month. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pokemon Professor. You will get access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network, including Wastepotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It is a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Jamal and I are in there and having discussions with our patrons quite a bit. And we actually get a lot of our ideas for our shows from that Discord. So
we do.
If you want us to talk about something specific, that's the place to hit us up. And with that, we look forward to you joining us next week here on Wastepotters. We appreciate all of the support that we get each week. We could not do this without all of you. And remember, it's not that far. Get out of your car.